We mammals, and especially we humans, are proud of our brains. Compared to animals such as reptiles of similar size, our brains are about 2 or 3 times larger. That's part of why we dominate macroscopic life on Earth. But stay humble, boreal forest trees and bacteria outweigh us and far outnumber us. Was braininess part of our ascendancy over the dinosaurs? No. We all know the story. An asteroid created a firestorm and a blockage of sunlight for decades, killing off all the dinosaurs other than the birds, the persistent dinosaurs. Brains don't help much in an impact like that. Small size and lower metabolic demands likely helped a critical few animals survive the hard times. With less food, most did not survive, note. Mammals at time zero were overall quite small relative to dinosaurs, even if they weren't just skulking in the shadows, as inaccurate stories have it. After most dinosaurs died off, the surviving and thriving mammals weren't yet brainy, as shown by Ornella Bertrand and her 15 colleagues in the U.S. and Europe. They examined skull casts of many fossils with what's called computed tomography to find brain sizes and critical volumes in the brain. The results showed that brawn as large body mass came millions of years before brains as a larger fraction of body mass. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane was more like it at first. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.